Hello, I am Joseph Daffer, and welcome to King of Kings Lent Devotions, Transformed in Christ. Today is March 21st, and this week we are reminded to be like Jesus in dealing with brokenness. Today's truth is, Jesus experienced brokenness. Trust him with yours. Our scripture reading is from Isaiah 53. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. How are we transformed in Christ and shaped to be more like him? How would you describe the brokenness in your life? Would it be the loss of loved ones to death? More personally, would it be some of the loss you have felt in your own body? What about the loss you have experienced in broken relationships and life's disappointments? The question is for all of us. What do we do with the brokenness in our lives? Answer, give it to Jesus. He experienced the extreme version of brokenness as he was broken for our sins. So you can trust him that he knows personally what pain can be behind such brokenness we might encounter. More than that, Jesus used his brokenness to bring healing to others. Would Jesus work in our lives to do the same? Would he use our brokenness to bring healing to others? Yes, he would. He transforms lives in the way he uses brokenness. You can trust him with yours. How do you see this truth that transforms working in your life? The following is an application story written by Joseph Daffer. After you read it, ask yourself the same question, how do I see this truth that transforms working in my life? About a year into my relationship with my then mistress, I had this jarring realization. We were both two halves of the same broken mirror. In many ways, we were a mirror reflection of each other. But more importantly, we were broken in a way that ended up being how we fit together. You might be able to put the pieces of a broken mirror back together again, but the brokenness will always be visible. The reflection will always be imperfect. Sound familiar? This is the condition of mankind, fallen and broken. Here is the beauty of life in Christ. Jesus fills the brokenness to make you once again complete. You may still have the scars. The mirror still has cracks and missing fragments. But Jesus comes in and fills all those gaps and spaces in your life and makes you whole again. There is no brokenness that God cannot mend. That mistress is now my wife. We now recognize we were perfectly broken for each other. When we first met, we were content to have a sordid relationship far from God. We were done with God and life, praying for the end of time. However, God's plan had redemption, wholeness, and a purpose we have yet to fully understand. All we know is that it is far better than we can comprehend, more than we ever dreamed, better than we deserve. God met us where we were at the time and found a way to lead us back to him. We are the embodiment of lives transformed, and we've already seen how God has used our brokenness to reach others for Christ. Whatever your brokenness may be, bring it to Jesus. Now, how do you see this truth that transforms working in your life? Let us pray for that transformation in Christ. Dear Lord, you know our hearts and our brokenness. We ask you today to bring healing to ourselves, our families, friends, and our world. In Jesus' name, amen.